What do you consider the most important aspects or noteworthy takeaways from the Peoria Market's 2020 real estate figures?
Well, you know, to me it was very shocking, but we actually recorded the highest number of closings. It was 6,778 homes sold in 2020. 2019, we had 5,700 sold, but we haven't hit a number close to this since 2005. And completely different markets back then. If you remember 15 years ago, we had a really big growth spurt, a lot of new construction. So, you know, there was more inventory out there as far as new homes per se. But right now, you know, there's not a lot of new construction going on in our area. But in 2005, we had 6,167 homes sold compared to 6,700 this year.
What factors do you attribute to producing such a strong showing in an otherwise challenged economy?
You know, it's a lot of different factors. As far as people wanting more flex space in their house is definitely something we saw this year with everybody doing the work from home and the homeschooling. I feel like if you had two parents working from home and three kids at home all doing e-learning, they probably found that they just didn't have enough space to do what they needed to do. So I think that was a big contributor. I think also, too, we had people that, you know, they wanted to get out of the shared living spaces like apartment buildings, that type of thing, and, you know, get into their own home.
How did home prices look in 2020, and how did that compare to the previous year?
The median sales price rose to $125,000 in 2020, up from $118,000 in 2019. The average sales price was $147,000, up from $138,000 in 2019. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with the inventory, supply and demand. When you don't have the homes out there for sale, people are willing to pay more for them. I personally have a client that's looking in a certain part of the Peoria region that the last two offers they made on a home, they lost out on to other buyers making over ask price offers.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic played a role in engaging new buyers?
I think they kind of see it for themselves. I believe that, you know, they just in their lifestyle find that, you know, they need to get into their own space and, you know, want to have that home ownership, be able to do the own things that, you know, you can do to your home versus being a tenant. I mean, if you want to remodel the kitchen, you can go in and do that. As far as, you know, what we had as availability 20, 25 years ago, you know, you used to go in the Lowe's and buy a book to learn how to wire a three-way switch. And nowadays, you just have the information out there. You know, you can go to YouTube and there's a lot, you can look anything up on YouTube and, you know, find for home improvements. So you're seeing a little bit more DIY. I know you probably noticed that the local hardware stores have been very busy this year. I talked to a store manager in East Peoria, so they had a record January.
Aside from the pandemic, what were the biggest challenges facing the Peoria real estate market, and what factors led to those challenges?
Biggest thing we're finding is inventory. Inventory is down. Typically, we see the spring market when a lot of the homes turn up for sale, but right now is a really good time to put your house on the market because there's just not much inventory. And historically, in the winter months, we typically see houses sell for more just because there is less inventory on the market. And when you do have buyers that need to definitely get into a home, whether it be a job relocation or got their house sold, typically, you know, they're looking at a lower inventory in the winter months, so you tend to see higher prices.
How much of an influence did low interest rates have on the market success?
Definitely is one of the larger factors of everything. It's all about affordability, and thankfully, the whole country basically has seen an increase in real estate. But what's great about our region is the affordability here, and I think that plays a big role along with the interest rates. When you look at what you pay for rent for a house, you can own a home.
It's not quite a whole month into 2021 yet, but what is your outlook or your expectations for the coming year?
We may see a little bit of change in numbers. You know, when the inventory is less, obviously we're going to have less pendings, less solds come through. But December, for example, we had 449 closed sales. As far as pending sales in December, we had 380. And if you look back to last December, we had 330. In 2019, and the year before that was 269 for the month of December. So, you know, you can't read into it too much, but we definitely need the inventory to show up. Historically, a lot of people would pull it off around Thanksgiving, and the spring market would start, you know, sometime around Super Bowl. is where we start to see the inventory start to hit the market. But it's definitely a good time to sell your home right now.